This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today we'd like to discuss contemporary Shaila, which is, the stum is a lot deeper than the actual Shaila. There's a lot of Hashkafa that behind the Shaila. And it's because of the parshias that we're learning about the Mishkan. We all know that the shul, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, is B'makayim, the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Mikdash, the regular Mikdash, and there's the Mikdash Ma'at, the small Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Knesses. So I'd like to discuss the following topic. It affects us all in one way or another, and that is the breakaway minyan. I will not get into the controversies of every breakaway minyan. I'd like just to discuss the halach and the hashkafa behind it, lefi the gedalei apeskim, and everyone could take out from it parts, pieces. In every shul, Baruch Hashem, there's always the shul you daven in and the shul that you don't daven in. And if there's a shul that everyone davens in, it has to automatically become quickly the shul down the block where you don't daven, or you do daven, or you only daven, v'chule v'chule. So I just want to be makdim. I got it again. I just want to be makdim that whatever we're going to speak today is not, so to speak, halacha lemaisa lemaisa. Because when it comes practically to every particular case, every case is different. And not always do the general rules apply. Let's give you a story that recently, there was someone who opened up a yeshiva within a complex. Nope. Every complex is complex. And right away, there was the leichmim, hayitachin, you bring a yeshiva into the sviva. It's so quiet, residential. We don't want a yeshiva amongst us. Now this is a mefurshi gemara in Baba Basra, that you can't be ma'akiv. A yeshiva, a Beis HaMedrash, where children are learning, with complaints of noise. Kemat Mefurish in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, and less man the Polik. Yet this individual had trouble from the yeshiva that he brought into the complex, and they said they're going to close him down. If it means in Bezdin, then it's in Bezdin. If not, it's the township. So the person reached out to me. At the time, I was by Rav Belsky Zatzal. I was by his chumash yurim during the Fridays, every Friday, and I had a chance to approach him. So he asked me, ask Rav Belsky Rashiva what he feels about the Shaila. So I went and I told him the Shaila. He got angry. What? You're stopping at yeshiva? And he was so upset about it, and then that the yeshiva's there already and they want to kick him out. Us, even worse, it's Shreklach. He was so adamantly angry at the, and even me for bringing the Shaila. Hayitachin staza Shaila. No, went back to this Rosh Hashiva and I told him, he said, great, now I know who my dayan is going to be. I'll have Rav Belsky represent me, and if he puts on the same macha in Bezdin, I'll definitely win. I'm not going to get into the logistics if that was right or wrong. I don't get involved in stories. He asked the Shaila. Right? I never heard from him again for, I'd say, a few months. When I met him, I asked him, no, tell me, whatever happened to you? I lost before I even had a chance to say anything. I lost right away. I said, how could you lose? You had the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch on your side. There was one problem. When he signed the lease of the house, there was a stipulation clear in the shtar, in the contract, that they cannot bring in any schools or any moistis. It's one of those little lines that people don't read. So the complex came with the shtar, and that was finished, you know. There wasn't much to discuss, and it was over before it even started. So I learned a tremendous lesson from this. As long as you don't know the facts, you could come with all the Shulchan Aruch and all the Gemaras that you want, and you could scream from today till tomorrow, Yitachin, but you have to know the Pratim. So the Hagdama to the Shir is that I'm just talking the Shulchan Aruch. And to take these dinim and apply it in everyone's particular situation needs Hayras Chacham that hears both Stadim, and that's knowledgeable, and Hitaka is a, you know, he's privy to the whole sugya. He has all the protim. Otherwise, it means nothing. So I just have to be magdim this hagdom, because I'm sure after the shir, people are going to walk around Shabbos and say, "Well, they are the pischi tshuva, the grismoish." Again, this you cannot take the information more than just the sugya, and that each case has to be dealt with by a poisig that knows, that's privy to all the pratim. Let's talk the sugya. The sugya actually is a radbaz, which the Mishnah Berurah already quotes in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Nun speaks and says as follows, HaMa'akiv Livneis Beis HaKnesses, it's in Siv Kotten Beis, Afilu yesh beis hakneses acheres ba'ir, mayneya hu rabi malasa yis mitzvah. If you stop someone else from building a shul, a beis hakneses, in the vicinity, it's called mayneya rabi malasa yis mitzvah. You have no right to do it. Umasik sham de ma beis hakneses michila oisam, oz adir ab asurim lipari. So there's a stipulation. You see, when people read it, they're going to say, "Oh, you're not allowed to stop someone from building a Beis HaKnesses." The Radbaz continues, Mishbura quotes it, but if the main shul talk has room for everybody, then the Lashon is, "Oz Adarab Asurim Lipari." So the concept of a breakaway, that itself, the Mishnah Berurah used the Lashon Asurim, it's Asur. Now why is it Asur? So Mishnah Berurah brings in the Sharatzion two reasons. One is because there's an inyan of Beroi Vom Hadras Melech. You have 20 little shuls, and one big shul where everyone could come to daven, you're better off davening Beroi Vom Hadras Melech. Says the Sharatzion another reason, and this is very important to keep in mind throughout the entire limud of the sugya. Shal yidei ischalkus boyin kama michshelim. When you separate and you start breaking away, a lot of bad things happen, a lot of trouble. Vezekos, a lot of damage is done. First of all, for the tztaka, the limud atayra, the tzibur, okay, I got them. Avad, if everyone's together, things are easier. The tzedakah of chnasa for the shuls and for the Torah and for the limud is much more better if it would be b'roi vom, everyone together. So memeila, if everyone has a place, they have a seat. So there's no reason to split. And memeila asurim, it becomes asur. Asurim lipare. Ayin Chuvas Radbaz, Chela Gimel, Semitav Ayin Bey, Sheherich Bedinim Elu. Obesoy Dvarim Kasav. So what's the Maskona Lamaisa? Kol Zeb is Manchakulum Levechad Hu. Shekilusa Maili Yofa. If they're all Bisholim, so when they daven, Shem, Kilusa. Everybody's singing the same Lechadaydi. Then it sounds good. But if you have 20 different L'chadoidi is in the same shul.
How
about? Nesed, 20 different Nuschayis, and I don't mean just the singing of it in the shul. So it's not Kilus and Oil Yofet. Avlin Cholak Yibam, and therefore if they taka have division amongst themselves, Yaisitoivu Shispalu Kolkap if Neyatzma. And every individual Kat group should make up their own minion. One surah letter that Reb Shneir Kotler Zechatzadik Levracha wrote to a young man in Lakewood Kailu that was getting divorced. Obviously, it was a difficult, traumatizing situation for this younger man. And Reb Shneir is mechazik him, and he tells him, no, look at it as a good thing. And he said, oh, for a Baruch Ber, Zechatzadik Levracha, Bechashmul, Amelidikazach. He said that he heard from the Bichashmul that the Bichashmul said, yeah, I can't look at Pirut, separation, breaking away, as an act of Machlaikis, but for Keret, sometimes it's an act of Shalom. That itself is Shalom. When you're able to live together, then the Shalom is to be together. But when it's not possible, which is this Radvaz, it's just not working out, of course, you're supposed to try to make libam shava that everyone should get along. But if it doesn't happen, it can't. Doesn't, you know? Miracles are miracles. Not every shul has its zeichet, its miracle. So it's better off to separate because that itself is shalom. And he brought a raya. What's the raya? Because Avraham Avinu, who was the ish hashalom, who was the greatest person in Kiruv and in Chesed, yet when it came to light, he saw he couldn't get along with Mitznishkent, Tsukum, and Baikum. And in Yiddish, they say Baikum, and they couldn't see eye to eye. So, what does the Isha Sholim say? He parted Naomi all life. After Bochber, Gezach, Zechmendach, Amol, Pirud is an act of Sholim. And the Radbaz is saying this point. Yes, you're not allowed to break off. Now, you understand the complexity of the halacha. On one hand, you're not allowed to stop someone from making a shul. Maybe that's when he's coming in new. It's a new group of people. But how about when the old group wants to separate? Maybe that's where the Radbaz, that's the second issue. So Avadia, you should try in all costs, so to speak, whatever you could do to keep it together, Beroivam Hadras Melech, whatever the Cheshbeinis are. But if not, then Adarabba, the Radbaz is paskening, and Mishabura brings it, that you could separate. So also Leparade, when there could be Shalom, and there's a Heter, that maybe even Lechatchila, the right thing to do, when there can't be Shalom. Says the Mishabura, and I quote, "Avlim chalak libam yaisetayvu shispal kol kap if neyatzmo. V'leititu b'dvarei loimar shani soiva shachaluka tayvu chas v'shalom." You shouldn't take out from this that I say the chaluka is a good thing. You should give a krechts if you have to do it. It's not something that you should walk away proud and we won or we didn't win or whatever this, whatever the banner of the Machlekes is about. It's not a good thing. Achaluka is not a good thing. Gokroksiv, Chabur Atzam, Ephraim, and Achloi. Chalak Libam, Ati Yishamu. Elitzorich, Lishtadl, Shulei, Vechalavim, Shemeshamai. Have to try to be able to put it together. Vimiefsher, Elishatom, and Amiskaitetim, Vem, and Achlekes. But if they're always in a Machlekes, the Che, Harab, Miutoi. Push off the bed. Do what's better for the situation. It's better off this way. Okay, so you're right. Chaluk is not good, but it's the better of the two choices. Ad kan l'shoyin isham b'tshuva. Now, what is the Valtita Leimer? The Valtita Leimer is people walk around. I have to do it. It's gewaldig. I said, have to do with the krechts. To do it, maybe there's no other choice. It's not going to work any other way. So, Mamela, we put it together. I saw a Peladik of Marsham, Rabbi Yisrael. Shalz Chuvis Marsham, he brings this Radbaz, and he says that the only time there's a heter, like we spoke from the Mishnah Berurah, is where the people don't have place to daven, we have to make a shul bigger, or we have to have a separate shul because it's not a.
You could add on to the shul. You could add on to more. In other words, you're not going to learn more than add on.
So that's what he's trying to say. If you're able to do it, avada. That's the whole point. If you're able to do it, let me tell you something. The Gemara says, with a shalom, there's never a problem of room. You know, let me tell you something. The Beis HaKnesses is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash did not have even close to enough room for the people in the Beis HaMikdash. Oimdim tzvufim. Omishtachim mirvachim. I wasn't going to say it, but you brought it up, I'll tell it to you. Oimdim tzvufim omishtachim mirvachim. What is the word oimdim? They stand. Tzvufim. Then it became Ravachim. So they all asked the question, if you want to make a nest, so make that should be Oimdim Tzvufim also. Oimdim Ravachim also. What do you need Oimdim Tzvufim for? Come out the cash. Make it comfortable. Right? Today, if you're not going to make it comfortable, who's going to show up, right? Mach comfortable. Make it Ravachim. You want to make a nest, yeah? So there's a Katzkevat. Because if you give a little bit room, that marum leifnim itn davnim. You ever see where people are leif darum? We don't want people running around in the middle of davening, in the middle of Beis HaMikdash, middle of Samei Loimdim Tzvufim. They don't give you much room. When you have to bow down, then it's Ravach. Shasemis used to say, Oimdim, if every guy stands, standing tall, with gaiva, standing separate from the other guy, and then it's Tzvufim. Mishtachavim. When they bow, when a person gives a beg, Mamela Ravachim, there's room for everybody. As they fleck the Svasem is Zog. So the concept of room is a, like I said, you can have a tiny little room, and it's a room. And you can have a big room, and there's no room. So this can room. It all depends on how much ahava you have. So let's learn the Marsham. Says the Marsham Meredik. Zot the Marsham that there's a Radbaz that's Matir. And then he speaks about only if there is room, if there's no room. Zot the Marsham, what's halacha l'maisa? Shalos v'tshuvos Marsham, simil chaf. Zot the Marsham, mevua. B'de'ike machlekes. There's a machlekes in a shul. You need to work at best, put all your keiches into making shalom. But like we said, but you have to pick out what's the better of your choices. Sometimes it's not going to work. You make shalom, it just makes more problems. So what you do is you split up, and then he quotes a Chassam Sofer, which I rather didn't see exactly in the Chassam Sofer. It's not so clear how to read that Chassam Sofer there. And then he brings to the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says, no, if people feel that they want to go, you should let them go. Even if they don't have much of a great reason. Lashon of the Chacham Tzvi, the B'loi Yaskama, Rishus B'yad K'tasun Liparet. And then he speaks about a reason. What would be the reason Liparade without a good reason, so to speak? See, he says an interesting thing. Sometimes you have a shul where it's not major machlekes, but everybody feels it's not his nusach. I don't feel it's a lefi my minig, lefi my... How about then? Should you make many different kfutzes, different bati midrashim for that? Says the Marsham that that's what the Chacham Tzvi is talking about, and he says that the pshat is the Hasam Ma'iri Shayachid Tayin Sheish Kan Dvarim Amavatul Kamenosoi. Not big stories, but he rather feels better be that there's that they can't get along. They get along. Everyone knows already over the years the different nature of why yes and what and what's good and what's not good. But then he says, if a guy feels that it's not going for him, it's not his nusach, so he's allowed to break away.
He says,
so the ik is, so the shayli, wait a minute, let's go slowly. Zakta, but you have to make sure that has to be l'shem shemayim. Then he writes, but the problem is that every person thinks and says that he's doing it l'shem shemayim. Kivut shadavat tali b'libay, ein b'yadein olim chayz b'yavachal echad yaymer. Everyone's going to say, shemecham l'shem shemayim. Can move it, like self-understood. So we have over here a heter from the Marsham, and this is Mistama, where the heter of the Velt is, to break away for a little reason. So when there's machlekes, so the right way to do it is to try to quench the machlekes. To try to make sure that the Olam stays together because of B'rayv Am Hadras Melech, and if you're able to do that, then it's Asur M'Liparit. Where the machlekes is brewing to a point where the davening affects the people and the davening, and fakir, maybe it's the right thing to do, maybe l'chatchilu to break it. Then there's a question where you have the middle ground. It's not machlekes, but you have the machlekes. My tata's yeh moidim, nish moidim, yeh tachnun, nish tachnun. Tell you a nice mice. You deserve a good time. Everybody deserves a good time, yeah? That they told me I have to say maises. Okay, zog maises. I heard from my Rebbe Rav Shustel many, many years ago that there's a bunch of shtiblach in Meir Sharim called Bati Ungarim, shtiblach. Rebbe Zalman used to daven there from time to time. Kids, one day after Shachris, after the Shemoneh Esrei, it became a ganze tumul, zogen tachnu. Do we say tachnu? No, you know how that works, right? There are those that say, it's yarek val yaver if you say tachnu. And then there are those that say, it's yarek val yaver that you shouldn't say tachnu. That you should say tachnu. Now you know, kids, sir, don't say tachnu. The other guy said, yeah. So one guy picked up a chair and threw it at him. The other guy went and took the table and threw it at him. The minig is to say tach, the minig is not to say tach, the minig is to say tach. So they went over to Rabbi Zalman after davening and they asked him, Rebbe, what is the minig? He says, exactly what you saw today, das is the minig. Yeah, the yav, kutman, and they fight over, yes, say tach, not say tach. And one guy picks up a chair, then the table, with them. This is the minig. Okay. So over these minhagim, so to speak, are you allowed to break away? So from this Marsham, the Marsham seems to say that you're allowed to do it. There's an interesting Igros Meishah that they say. Okay, so I'm going to take the... I see, you know what it is? There's a very nice Rashi that they say. Rashi says, by Parshas Kairach, Parshas Zu Yofa Nidreshes. Remember the Rashi that they say? First Rashi in Parshas Kairach. So they all ask two questions. How come Rashi Punk decided that Parshas Kairach is Yofa Nidreshes in the Medrash? But it's so nice that the Drashas are Parshas Kairach. And the second question is, you're not allowed to say, Manosh Muzu, you can't. Tayyar is beautiful. So Tibbe from Rabbi Yitzhale Valojin, he was able to say over the pasuk, "Vaydada Hashem Moishu Leimer toizen to mol." If you have avasateira, you don't need maises chavesai. That's the truth. The truth is, I should be able to come here and say "Vaydaber Hashem Moishu Leimer 1,000 times, and you should walk out and say, "What a meyudik hashir that was." It would be easy for me to prepare.
This would be an easy shayla, Vaisai. But the emesis, atadasat gedav zayin mitavs. Okay, mitavs tafsagin meis. Shay, so zayin meis. So what does Rashi mean? Pashas u yofu nidreshes. So the Welt has a Weltel, Yafa Nidreshes, because everybody has their Pshat. It's come to Machleikis. Yeah, the Mensch hat sein Mahalach, mit sein Pshat, mit sein Stropere, und das, und das, und das, und das, und das, und das, and in every shul, let me down Parsha, you haven't talked. It's Melitz, Yafa Nidreshes. They look the Welt. So I see that the oil is bubbling. And you want to know something? The Emes is Raveiv, I didn't say anything. I said, oh, I'm Mr. Burr. Good, I explained it a little bit. All right, Shane, actually, it was Marsham. See, the oil's coughing, tumbling, yeshivas. My, listen to me carefully, I told you. I want the klalim and not the pratim, because the pratim, each case is a case for itself. I just want to learn with you the Mishnah Berurah and the Radbaz to show you the chaimer, and that the next time you walk into a Bes Medrash, maybe the best thing is to stay away from all of it. Could be the best thing is not to be from this side or from that side. Libam l'shamayim. The Radbaz is saying it's not so push. I want you to make the shul. You can't stop them. But on the other hand, to break away from the shul, it's a big nidin. Maybe on one hand it's osir, and on the other hand it might be l'chatchila as with Moses taught. And what criteria is needed to be matir, a breakaway from the shul? Not poshe. It's not poshe. Now I want to show you from the Rishiva Zatzal, Ramosha, how Ramosha addresses the question. Ramosha talks about a chevratzir Yisrael that had to break away from the shul, because the shul they were breaking away from, bad things were going on in the shul. Taruvus, Memela, they had to break away. So what do you do? So they have had to know. I have to. Chamitza l'shem shemayim. So Rishiva, it's not so poshut on many different levels. Zokta shagam tainus b'samener shagodu l'akvim shulgar mashevse moment is the taina of the rivash. Loi omer ella kishyeish mitzvah the boyin be sakeshe b'kedush be kavul tefila. B'zeh soy v'shein yechayim l'akiv. Maybe that's only a base, huh? Knesses. When it's negeya to base medrash. Base medrash, we always know there's a person ain't on the moment ella b'makim shalibay. Chaved. So could be the whole shayla is not even a gay anymore b'smanaseh. Every base medrash is really a base. Every base knesses is really a base medrash also. We're the needin of breaking. I'm only by base knesses. Did I answer your kasha? They gave you a shtickle teres yakasha, yeshiva. You want a yeshiva? Yet the base medrash today is a yeshiva. Everything's a yeshiva today. What's not a yeshiva? And then the yeshiva comes with another shtickle teres. And he says that it's very possible. But fakir, it's better to make more shuls and more shuls and more batei midrashim. Why? He says more tefillah, more learning, more davening. Yeah, the more the better. The more the better. Fakir, there's more, huh? See, he speaks about it. You want me to go? You want to wait here till 3 o'clock, and I can tell you the whole. Yeah, Rishiva speaks about it. So what do you do, Barai Vav? It's after Rishiva. It's in tshuva, simin. Laman Aleph, Arachayim Chelik Aleph, Zakhtar Hashiva. Aye, what do you do with the Maila of Beroivam? He says, Shemaisiv and Gedush, and Beshav, and Beshav, and Adif, Mi Bemaka Mechad, Umaylas, Roivam, Imhurak La Yachid, Shetoyv Lefanov, Lespalu, Bebeis HaKnesh, Shiesh Boi Roivam. It's on the Yachid, maybe. Roivam Hadras Melech could be on the Yachid. You have a Shailah, you got big shuls, okay. But the Roiv, the Tzipus of the Shiva, to him it's, to them it's a different Shailah, maybe it's Kedai, the more shuls, the better. You know what's an interesting Shailah, and again I see the time, I just wanted to be Meir of Yunakudis here. What about in the shul itself? Sometimes they want to make a second Meiriv, you know, a Meiriv, a prayer there. And of course, the main story is when there's a chiyuv, right? That's the big nidin. So again, Peroivom, yeah, no, you should, you shouldn't. So I saw in River Vais Ephraim, he brings that he asked the Shail to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I don't know how many people fucking know that this Reb Chaim Kanievsky exists. I don't know. It's a letter. It goes back many, maybe 50 years ago he wrote it to him. And he brings that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that it's an Alter Shail. Should you make the two minyanim to break a second minyan for Meirev or whatever the story may be? And he says that there are those that are makbid, alright, you can make a second minyan for Meir. I want to tell you more. There's a Meirdik Apischit Shuvah in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. It's always Vav. So the Pischit Shuvah discusses all the Shaila. The entire Shaila about the break off Shul and the whole Geschäft and everything. And you know what his main concern is? The money. You're being mafsid because when you have to divide it, then nobody has.
100 dinar.
Huh?
100 dinar.
You know about this Pischit Shuvah? It's a very interesting Pischit Shuvah. People don't know about it. And then he grabbed brings that there was a certain shtat, Pischit Shuvah and Shulchan Aruch and Chai Shemishp and the Shulchan Aruch. He brings that there was a certain shtat that they made a knas, whoever goes to the house minion. Did I say a bad word, house minion? Wait, wait. Please don't attack me, Rabbi. I didn't say anything, just it's here. It's he talks about the house minion, Rabbi. He says that the Rav put a knas on anyone who went. Why would the Rav put a knas? What's so bad? Should I read it for you? Should I read it? Okay, I'll read it. Aveithai, Sishmaina. Zayim b'tshuva shev yakev, shenish aloida yiskruz. He put out an announcement. Be'ir achas shehikris ha'av bezdin b'tzirav the poiskim and bayrim. The av, the rov, and the poiskim put out a psak. Shlo yasu minyim b'bayis. What? I guess they couldn't win that one. Matzoi Shabbos, Matzoi Yontif, I guess they let that go. Yeah? So the question is that if a guy who does this is supposed to get a knas. It's a good way for money to shuls to make money, Rabbi. So. The kids, one guy did it. And he made a minyan machmas einis. He claimed he couldn't walk, he couldn't this, whatever his, he needed to run to work. Well, whatever the einis was, I don't know, it doesn't say what the einis was. So Shailiz, he's mechuyim in the knas. So he says, the Pischit Shuvah, he was an einis. So maybe not mechuyim the knas, but if not, on their einis, now the question was, what's called an einis?
Who's thinking about the knas?
Shailiz, what's called an einis? Okay, I see you want to make a first say to Limud out of this. I can't do that here. I don't have the time and the leisure of doing that with you. But I just want to end off with two nekudas chatezai. There's a meiridika mabit that the Tshuvas van Hoggis, Rav Sternbach, brings in his sefer. It's a meiridika mabit. Let me tell you something. You know, even with all these breakoffs, you know what ends up happening? The recruiting sets in. You think the army knows how to recruit people? Oh, you should see when it comes to shuls, the recruiting, megadik, unbelievable, the recruiting mechanism from within. Zok the Tshuvas van Hoggis from the Mabit, that the Mabit says, that it's an iser, gezel medivrayim. It's an iser, gezel medivrayim, to recruit people, to convince them to go from one place to your place. He's mafsid achnosis of Beis HaKnesses, and it's ke'ein yoinim that you try. The Gemara says you're not allowed to track the yoinim. You're not allowed to do that. And he brings to the Mabit, and he says that most of the time it's not L'shem Shemayim, and then he says that the Mabit said, Shayirah b'meshech chamishim shana. He was a Rav for 50 years. He never once tried to convince anyone. It's my bit, Rabbi Yisai. In the Tshuva, Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Ches, If the whole thing is worth it. Bottom line, Rabbi Isai. A maisa. It all boils down to a maisa. Okay? After this show, I want to give you good advice. Ready for good advice, for healthy advice, for normal advice, for Tayridic advice. My Zayda told me, and Grad, it's already printed in the Meir Yisrael as well. Radin had a lot of machlaikas. The yeshiva had a lot of machlaikas. When after Maftali was nifter. Maftali, you know, he was the Magid Shir, but then all of a sudden, Plutzling, he was nifter, and it turned into a tremendous problem. The vacancy of the spot, who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva? First day, it's the family. Wanted the family. Chofetz Chaim had a family. The Bachrim always don't want the family. Things never change, huh? Okay, right? So what happens? So when Rabbi Zalman passes by Radin, Rabbi Zalman, so they asked him to say a shir. He said a beautiful shir. Rabbi Zalman was beautiful, the way he spoke, and Ziz was beautiful. Rabbi Chaim, Chaim's Derech. The Bachim decided they want him. So they signed a petition, and every Bach signed that they want Rabbi Zalman. And they sent him, my grandfather, knowing that Rabbi Zayda was very close to the Chofetz Chaim, or could be they figured that he'd be the only one that wouldn't get it over the head for bringing such a letter. I don't know exactly. But he went in with it. Chofetz Chaim looked at it, and he didn't say anything. He says, Ruft mi Rabbi Zalman. Call me Rabbi Zalman. Kitzur, Rabbi Zalman comes. Rabbi Zalman told my Zayda what the Chofetz Chaim told him. Told him five words. Machlekes. Fire. It's fire. And cleft and cleft. Fire. Rabbi Zalman understood. And he took the next train out of Radin. Fire. Avesai, you want a fire? Harav on the Gemara. Harav on the Tesis. So beautiful. Fight over a Gemara. Fight over a Tesis. You fight over things. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. I'd like to end with a Ryan. And understand the Chaimer of the fire. Why is it more in the Beis HaMedrash? We find that it revolves the Beis HaMedrash more than anything else. Why? I almost thought about it. So, technical invested interests, people have a shaykhus more in the Beis Medrash. But I would say that Beis HaBisalandrish. Over the years, I came to learn. The Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash was Oindim Tzvufim, Shtachim, Revochim. The Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash was Kulam, as Yidin Zolom Kumin Tzazamim, Bevoi Kol Yisrael Erois. To be mechaber klal Yisrael. So the rest of Nisoyin is the pirut, because that destroys the Beis Hamikdash, and that's what Taka Chazal meant. The ovo in sinas chinam nechrav hamik. Why? What's the kesher between sinas chinam and Beis Hamikdash? Why should it get destroyed? And the teretz is kol nediv leiv. Kol Nadiv Levi Vieha, Klal Yisrael built a Beis HaMikdash through a Chibur. It was Chibur of Klal Yisrael's love for the Eibishter. The moment there's Pirud, Memela the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. And with what did it get destroyed? With Eish. It's interesting. It's an interesting aura to think about. The Beis HaMikdash was burnt fire. Machleik is fire, Rabbi Isai. Machleik is always nirmas fire. And that's why there's a special nisoyin in the Mikdash Mat, these nyanim. So the zihirus in these nyanim has to be much, much more. You have to be more careful and more sensitive to it.
Thank you, Rabbi Isai.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.